Jesus showed men what it takes to lead and succeed in life. It's never easy, but it's always worth it. Join us on our epic journey of faith as we follow Jesus, the blueprint for men. Once upon a time, there was a foolish monkey. He played all day and hated to do any kind of work. When it came time for planting, the monkey watched the elephant plant seeds that would one day grow into trees. "Why do you plant seeds?" the foolish monkey asked. "Because I love to stand in the shade of trees," the wise elephant replied. Then the monkey saw a warthog planting seeds that would grow into corn. "Why do you plant seeds?" the foolish monkey asked. "Because my babies will be hungry during the dry season," the wise warthog replied. Then the monkey saw a gazelle planting seeds of grass. "Why do you plant seeds?" the foolish monkey asked. "Because I love to feel it beneath my hooves when I run," the wise gazelle replied. The foolish monkey thought for a moment and then went out and got some seeds. Now, he was foolish, so he didn't bother to find out what kinds of seeds he picked. He didn't bother to think about what he wanted in the future. He just saw the animals planting and thought it looked like fun. So the monkey took his seeds and ran along the ground, tossing them this way and that. Soon, all of his seeds were gone. Yet the elephant, the warthog, and the gazelle were still planting theirs. "Silly animals," the foolish monkey thought. "I'm already done, and they're still working in the hot, hot sun." The monkey congratulated himself and went to take a nap. Many days and months passed. The rains came and went, and the seeds started to grow. At first, all the sprouts looked the same, but soon they grew up. The elephant protected her baby trees, for everyone knows that trees take time, and the best things in life are worth waiting for. The warthog weeded her field of corn, for everyone knows that every field gets weeds, and even the best things in life aren't perfect. The gazelle romped and played on her new pasture of grass, for everyone knows that our time on earth is short, and the best things in life must be enjoyed. But the monkey was angry. He had planted cactus seeds. And it seemed like everywhere he went, he stepped on tiny cactus plants. He yowled and screamed in pain. He moaned about how unfair life was. "I'm a good monkey," he whined. "Why does everyone else get such nice things, and I only get these prickly cactus plants?" The wise elephant, warthog, and gazelle all shook their heads, for all animals know the three laws of the harvest. You reap what you sow, you reap more than you sow, and you reap in a different season than when you sow. Would the foolish monkey ever learn? Would he ever stop and think about what he wanted in life and plant the right kinds of seeds? The animals hoped so, but it was the monkey's decision. It was his future, his life. Perhaps next season, he wouldn't be so foolish. Galatians 6:7 says, "Don't be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." Too many times Christians get confused and think God is micromanaging their lives. He's blessing them and cursing them on a divine whim or based on their good behavior. It's easier to blame God when things don't go our way than look in the mirror and ask some hard questions. Paul, writing to the Galatians, pulls no punches. He calls out this pseudo-Christian faith and says, "Don't be deceived. God can't be mocked. You didn't get the promotion because your critical spirit alienated your boss. Your heart is clogged because of your diet. Your wife doesn't want to have sex with you because you never stop and romance her. Stop mocking God," Paul shouts. "Wake up. Live in reality." And then he explains what he means. He says, "You reap what you sow." So instead of whining about what's wrong in your life right now, just stop. Take a step back from your life and look around. What were you planning 6 months ago in your marriage or with your kids or at work? Look at the problems in your life and really stop and think about what seeds you've been planting. If you want to change your future, you've got to plant the right seeds now. Remember the three laws of the harvest? Number one, you reap what you sow. Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." Jesus is saying, if you want grace at home when you mess up, you'd better give it to your family when they mess up. Learn the lesson of the monkey. Think ahead. What do you want? a healthy body, a passionate marriage, a full bank account? Great. Start planting those seeds. Seeds represent action. They're the tactics that help us accomplish our mission. Too many times we get hyper-focused on our goals when we should be hyper-focused on the tactics. Instead of dreaming about a harvest of golden wheat and all the gooey cinnamon buns dripping with frosting, wake up and focus on plowing or planting or weeding. Do the little actions. Plant the little seeds. That's why the Morning Summit has helped so many men. Every day they intentionally do one nice thing for their wife or their kids. They pick one of the five love languages and make sure they plant a seed that day. Men are writing love notes, washing the shower without being asked, playing dolls with their three-year-old daughter. Wise men know what they want, so they plant the right kind of seeds. The second law of the harvest says, you reap more than you sow. One seed will grow into a plant that produces bushels of fruit for years. On his wedding day, a young groom vowed to get his bride flowers every single day for their entire marriage. And he did it. He would pick wildflowers when they were camping, have flowers delivered when he was on a business trip, and bring home flowers when he got groceries. Just one small action every day. And the harvest was amazing. This woman adored her man. His home was a safe refuge for him and his kids and even their friends. People looked at them in a restaurant or at church and were jealous. Man, I wish I had that kind of love, they thought. The man reaped so much love in his life. He would tell anyone that whatever money he'd spent on the flowers was nothing compared to the wonderful life he enjoyed at home with his wife. Seeds grow and produce more fruit with seeds. Words of love and criticism also grow, and they produce relationships heavy with the fruit of love or criticism. So be careful what you plant, because you reap more than you sow. The third law says you always reap in a different season than when you sow. This is probably one of the hardest, because we live in such a fast-paced, instant everything society. We fall for fad diets and life hacks, not because we believe they'll actually work, we just hope they do. But that's not how life is. The best investments, relationships, and characters all grow slowly. Passion's great, but it's a poor foundation. Consistency, it's not very sexy, but it works. That's why patience is so important. What do you want from life? Plant those seeds. How much do you want from life? Plant the right amount of seeds. And when do you want the harvest? Plant early, because you know it's going to take time. The beauty of this truth is not just the harvest at the end. The work of planting has its own special joy. Farmers love the harvest, but they know that each season brings its own rewards. That's why Blueprint for Men is so proud of the Morning Summit. It helps men know what to do every morning so they can plant the right kinds of seeds. In less than a year, in the Morning Summit teams I've led, I've seen marriages heal, dads start to pour into their kids, and men start reading their Bibles every day. And it's because of the three laws of the harvest. You reap what you sow. You reap more than you sow, and you reap in a different season than when you sow. In the book, Draw the Circle, a 40-day prayer challenge by Pastor Mark Batterson, he tells the story of an ancient farmer. A holy man was walking down a dusty path when he came upon this farmer planting a carob tree. The man stopped and asked the farmer how long it would take before the harvest. 70 years, the farmer replied. What? The holy man said. Why are you planting it then? You'll be dead way before this tree ever bears fruit. The farmer looked up and said, when I came into this world, there were many carob trees planted by my grandfather. And just like he planted trees for me, I'm planting trees for my grandchildren. The farmer patted down the soil. He said, I want them to enjoy the fruit of this tree in the future, and that's why I'm planting it today. Batterson goes on to write, quote, in a moment of revelation, the holy man realized that praying is planting. Each prayer is like a seed that gets planted in the ground. It disappears for a season, but it eventually bears fruit that blesses future generations. In fact, our prayers bear fruit forever. While the three laws of the harvest work when it comes to our health and relationships, we've got to remember that it's especially true when it comes to our spirituality. Daily disciplines like reading your Bible and prayer can't be seen as a way to earn points or get gold stars. We've got to see them as they truly are. Seeds. Seeds that will disappear for a season. But when the time is right, those seeds will sprout and grow and bring forth a harvest. So be faithful today. Plant the right kinds of seeds. And don't be deceived. God cannot be mocked. You will reap what you sow. God bless. God's blueprint for building epic men is Jesus. When men go all in for God, they change the world. That's why Blueprint for Men is dedicated to empowering men to base their lives on the example of Jesus. One practical way to do that is through the Morning Summit. A number one new release on Amazon, this 13-week small group challenge equips men with the team, plan, and tools they need to create solid morning habits that will transform their lives. Search Morning Summit Blueprint on Amazon today. Jesus is the blueprint for men, and He's calling you out of a life of comfort and into a life of courage.